you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Tommy White will join us, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Kevin, first of all, you know I've been following you since the day you got here.
God bless you.
Yes. In which, God, 13 years ago. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Time flies. Being half Mexican, I can say this to you. Mail-in ballots, which President Carter, an envoy, after his dismissal with Reagan, he went in and he went to 90 different countries. 99% of mail ballots were corrupt. We are on the verge of a banana republic. Gringo, I say to you, these mail-in ballots, no bueno, senor. No bueno. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I appreciate the call. And by the way, Frank's been with us from day one. Back at CBS at 790, and again here on AM 670 KMCQ. It's great to have people like that. We also welcome, just so you know, we welcome first-time callers. They always bring something fresh to the show. I love having them on. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Joe Biden. And this is fascinating stuff. Let's go to cut four. If you want a list of the demo rat talking points, they came yesterday at an event. The National Democratic Party had a rally, and the president spoke. This is cut four. Biden giving us essentially a preview of coming attractions for Democrat talking points. Listen to this.
Folks, we're just 76 days away from the midterm election. 76 days. And to state the obvious, there's a lot at stake. So I want to be crystal clear about what's on the ballot this year. Your right to choose is on the ballot this year. The Social Security you paid for from the time you had a job is on the ballot. The safety of your kids from gun violence is on the ballot. And it's not hyperbole. The very survival of our planet is on the ballot. Your right to vote is on the ballot. Even the democracy. Are you ready to fight for these things now? Well, then you need to do one thing. Vote. Vote. You got it. In 2020, you and 81 million Americans voted to save our democracy. That's why Donald Trump isn't just a former president. He is a defeated former president. And it's not hyperbole. Now you need to vote to literally save democracy again. Look, I believe America's at a genuine inflection point. It occurs every six or seven generations in world history. One of the moments that changes everything. And Americans are going to have to choose. You must choose. Will we be a country that moves forward or backward? Will we build a future or obsess over the past? Will we be a nation of unity, of hope, of optimism? Not a nation of anger, violence, hatred, and division. Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans have made their choice to go backwards, full of anger, violence, hate, and division. But we've chosen a different path. Forward, the future, unity, hope, and optimism. I mean this sincerely. We choose to build a better America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For the life of me, I don't know what he was talking about. He's talking about a different America than this whole thing. But I wanted you to hear what the talking points are going to be. Save our democracy is going to be something you're going to hear about 10 times a day from the Democrats. You just are. They don't know anything other than sticking to the script. And that's the script, believe it or not. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Tommy White will join us, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Coming up on 12:32 as we check out our freeway conditions right now. And if you're on Interstate 15 southbound, you are seeing a lot of fellow motorists out there on the freeway. Very slow, only about 35 miles per hour. 15 southbound between Sahara and Tropicana, for the most part, they are doing some road work through there. Do look out for some shoulder activity on both sides of the road. That's on Interstate 515, and that's between Eastern and Main Street. And that will continue into December. And all weekend long, the intersection of Charleston and Eastern is going to be closed down to traffic. They're doing some storm drainage work. You can use Sahara or Maryland Parkway instead.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
The LA Dodgers are in Miami tonight, starting a four-game series with the Marlins. That'll wrap up on Monday. Dodgers have won five of their last six. They beat Milwaukee Wednesday 12-6, had the day off Thursday. Tyler Anderson will start tonight for the Dodgers, 13-2, a 2.73 ERA. The Raiders in action tonight, closing out their preseason schedule, hosting the New England Patriots. The fourth preseason game for the Raiders, who are 3-0 in their exhibition schedule. The two teams held joint workouts this week in Henderson. The Raiders will then cut their roster to the mandatory 53-man limit by Tuesday of next week, and then open up the regular season on September 11th against the Chargers. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni.
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
Right now at Staples, 1-inch binders are only $1.99 each. Plus select backpacks are 50% off. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, this year we're not going back. We're going forward to school. In-store only, ends 8/27, limit 30 on binders.
At the United States Postal Service, we deliver packages fast and affordably so you can give your customers what they want when they need it. We're delivering for one-stop shops, mom and pops, pop-ups, startups, retail, wholesale, large scale, small biz, big box, customers, customizers. So no matter what business you're in, we'll always be delivering for you. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/delivering.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, we are dealing with the aftermath of the release of that affidavit. Jonathan Turley, let's go to cut six. This is Jonathan Turley, his reaction on Fox News Channel just about an hour and a half ago to the release of this affidavit, which was heavily redacted. This is cut six. Professor Jonathan Turley, go.
Well, it looks like a Rothko, and you have the same process of looking at an abstract painting. You know what you can see, and then the rest is interpretation. And here it stops on a dime. It literally stops at the full extent of these prior leaks and disclosures by the government, particularly the leaks. And what we can confirm is that obviously there was a breakdown. There was a request for the return of these documents from the archives. They did not believe that was fully complied with. But then they seem to go to the nuclear option. You know, you had these missing documents and there was a criminal referral to the Department of Justice. But there was also this period of cooperation. Clearly, a lot of material was turned back over to the archives. And it still leaves us with this question. You know, the last thing that the affidavit tells us is that they wrote to the Trump team and said, if you're going to store it in this area, make sure you add that security, which the Trump team did. And then it goes black. And the question is, well, what happened next? I mean, if you had this inventory, which we believe the archives had when they at the end of the Trump administration, and they had specific documents they were looking for, we're still in the dark as to why they didn't say, look, we have a bunch of these documents. They've got to come back. And can we come over and see if they're in that storage area? All of that we just don't know. But what we do know, by the way, is that the original claim of the Justice Department that they couldn't possibly release any part of this affidavit was obviously untrue. Many of us said at the time, if you're familiar with these affidavits, it's clearly an exaggeration, and this proves it. They released all of this information. It would not compromise anything with in terms of the investigation. Indeed, I think they could have turned over more.
If that's the case, Jonathan, and thank you for jumping in the chair there in Washington for us. Good to have you respond in real time to all the. If that is indeed the case, and they sort of changed your mind, for lack of stating it a different way, and decided to release some portions of this affidavit, heavily redacted, is there a chance now there will continue to be more public pressure to release more of it, and could we see another version of this, less redacted, in the future?
Well, this is a pretty leaky ship that Garland is steering. I mean, there's a lot of leaks that have come out that were detrimental or intended to be detrimental towards Trump, and we may see the continuation of that. What I find really, I still find rather concerning, is the fact that the court just simply said, okay, well, that was your first cut, and that really hit the Goldilocks point. That's just right. That's not the experience most of us have in dealing with the Justice Department on overreactions. And this is a good example. They stop on June 8th, which was where we were saying we'd really like to see some background after that. It's good to have confirmation what happened before. The only addition we got was one line on June 9th saying that the Trump team received the letter and said thank you. Well, clearly what follows that line are communications between the Department of Justice and the Trump team. They know that already. So how is that going to undermine their criminal investigation? That's the type of thing that the judge could have said, look, we all agree, well, at least the court agrees, that there is a public interest in greater transparency. And I don't see how you just black out all of those communications on that day. Or after that day. That's what concerns me. I think there could have been greater transparency.
Professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News Channel just an hour or so ago after release of the, and by the way, they were supposed to be released at 9. They didn't get fully released and, well, for maybe an hour. And that's fine. The problem is we haven't learned anything new. We just haven't. There is nothing new that we can report on. And we thought that in the interest of transparency, we would have all kinds of new revelations. All we know is how many documents were seized, how many top secret documents were a part of this affidavit. And that's it. That's all we know. I'd like to have some big revelation, some Perry Mason moment, but there's none to be had here. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Get ready, because here they come to the showroom at South Point as the limited residency begins. Human Nature, back to the sound of Motown. August 25th to the 28th, you'll be dancing in the aisles. Get your tickets now at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charge by phone, 702-797-8055. Human Nature, back to the sound of Motown at the South Point.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Dow is tanking again today. It's down 920 points. Last time I checked, that's a drop of almost 3% in the Dow Jones Industrial averages. Close the markets and let's go home. We're done for the week. We've done enough damage. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to JD. JD, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
I'm glad you had to take my call. I wish you a very good weekend and another nice week of show material.
Yeah.
I just heard this morning Mr. John Ralston from the Nevada Independent, who I have followed for over 40 years in this town, is going to be a debate moderator in the Lombardo-Sisolak debate. Have we not learned our lesson? John Ralston is as far to the left as you can be.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know who Lombardo's campaign manager is?
I don't off the top of my head. I don't know who would handle that.
Next time you talk to either of them, Lombardo or him, I would appreciate it if you ask him, are you in your right mind at Greens or Ralston? You don't have to say it that way, but you know what I mean.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
The second part, I'm watching on one of the cable channels, Trafalgar, which has had a very good record since 2016 on presidential, governor, and senatorial campaigns.
Polling.
Polling?
Yes.
Trafalgar?
Yep.
2 days ago, they have Laxalt up 2 points over Mastro.
That does not surprise me. I've seen other both public and private polling that shows Adam Laxalt leading. Not a lot. Not, you know, within the
Everything I've seen, he's been behind since after the first month. But I'd appreciate it maybe if you could get a Trafalgar person on your show and talk about it, because you know, they're pretty well respected. They've been right more than wrong as opposed to a lot of the other polls.
Good point. Good point. JD, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. The price of everything has gone up. I think we all are in agreement. 15.4% here in the state of Nevada. I mean, it's horrible. And nowhere do you see it more... you know, this Bidenflation thing more prevalent than in the automobile industry. And a gentleman, Jim Dallas, has been tracking this for us. The price of a gallon of gasoline, but the car that you put the gasoline in, it's gone up and up and up and up. Am I right?
It has indeed, Kevin. In fact, if you look at the average sales price now, of a new vehicle as of this month, August of 2022, the average new car sales price is $46,259, if you can believe that. Vehicle supplies are constrained because of chip shortages, and the monthly payments of vehicles have hit a new record high, too. $716 a month is what the average monthly vehicle goes for. In fact, to put all these numbers in perspective, because I know sometimes numbers are hard to follow, you look at the average car transaction in 2016, it was $34,000 in 2016, and now it's gone up to $46,000 as of this month. 11.5% increase just in 1 year.
Wow. Wow.
It's just, it's off the charts. And, well, no wonder they're trying to push these $55,000 electric vehicles with the average sales price now at $46,000.
Wow.
For a combustible engine.
More with the gentleman Jim Dallas coming up. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
Beware.
Route this afternoon.
Tommy is calling
6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Raiders and the Patriots close out preseason action today, 5:15. This is going to be big. Tommy White is business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. Raiders, are they ready for regular season games?
I'll tell you what, Kevin. If they keep the same players on the field, maybe we'll be looking at a Super Bowl. They seem to be doing very well, and let's keep our fingers crossed that they take that through the rest of the season.
Do you keep track of upper management and ownership? I know you got friends in management. You got friends in ownership there with the Raiders.